thoughts of our country, that the Congress is in session at this time, that the legislation concerned is, and that's all of it up to now.
Well, that's marvelous. That's marvelous.
I thought, in light of what you said, I don't think we ought to have an open end, but I think we got to have, because I don't want to come up here and ask, you got to do it now, and then not do it. I still think, though, that we ought to get that tax bill out of that committee, and we ought to get that civil rights bill passed through the House, and we ought to get started in the Senate, and we ought to just have a minimum of time.
I tell you, Mr. President, when we get a chance to sit with you so that I can get some directions from you, I'll guarantee you we'll deliver around here.
God bless you.
I think what you've said here is so very just so appropriate. You know, a reporter came to me a moment ago and wanted to know, he said, well, do you think the president's going to start off on a lot of programs? I said, I think our president is going to demonstrate that what we're attempting to do here is to carry out what we've laid before us, what has been laid before us, that he understands the policy, is close to them, and he's going to see that they're effective. Then we'll come out with additional programs a little later. Then I want to add this final word. I know what you're going to say, something, of course, in the area of foreign policy. You saw my memo about the alliance.
Yeah, I'm meeting with them all this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Your words on this, Mr. President, mean more than anything. Your connection with Mateos, Lopez Mateos in Mexico and all. I mean, just that you will pick up that cudgel for them is going to have a tremendous effect.
I got a meeting with them 4 o'clock this afternoon, and they'll have a very strong statement that will be publicized all throughout the hemisphere.
And with, last night, Walter Reuther and your friend Hubert met with the Scandinavian people.
Yeah.
We gave them all.
By the way, it reminds me, I've got to call a fellow from Denmark. Krogh? Krogh.
Yes.
I won't see him today or tomorrow.
He's fine, and I want you to know that we met with the Norwegians, the Swedes, the Danes last night, and Willy Brandt, and Walter did a marvelous job for you. He was just elegant.
Well,
in terms of the commitment and reassurance that any of these people might need. Well, we're on the way.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.